Good morning. It's been a while. Oh, reminds me of a song. Good morning, my old friend. Yeah, never mind. It's too early in the morning for me to sing. I've not had enough coffee or fluids or warmed up. And it's a crappy day. My reason for posting is basically something that's quite concerning. And that is the elderly driving. At what age should the elderly stop driving? And should there be steps in place to monitor the elderly after a certain age? We all know as you get older, your reaction times become a lot slower. Not only that, your movement becomes less responsive. I mean, how many people, elderly people, have you seen in car parks where they don't even turn round? They're reliant solely on their mirrors because they can't turn their bodies round. Do you think the elderly should have tests, eyesight, reaction speed tests, how well they can get in and out of a car park space, how well they can manoeuvre junctions, compensate, you know what I mean, to make sure they're okay in the road. I mean, I don't want to stop anyone driving who doesn't enjoy driving. I love driving my car. I've got a little Mini, it's a little pocket rocket, not a massive pocket rocket, but a little pocket rocket, and it does me just fine. But I'm 44. I wear glasses. My eyesight over the next 15 years is going to deteriorate faster than it has over the past 40. There's osteoporosis in my family, which means my bones are gonna get a little rough around the edges as I get older. So, I already have a very clicky neck and shoulders. Who's to say in 10 years' time, my movement through any ailments that are hereditary or that may come on don't restrict me so that I can drive as effectively as I do now? Who's to say that my reaction times aren't going to slow down enough that it enables me to become a bad driver? The lights come on of a car that is three car lengths ahead of me. Am I gonna see it, lift my foot up off the gas and put it onto the brake pedal and clutch in enough time that I don't crash into the back of them? Let's face it, I'm currently driving a car that's 1.75 tons in weight, and it is a travelling lump of metal and plastic and glass, and it can kill someone. It could kill me. It could kill you. It could kill anybody in my vicinity if I lose control because my eyesight, my reaction speed, my observations around me. What is one of the things you hear from the elderly at times? Oh, you made me jump, I didn't see you there. Yeah, it happens to everyone. Because your reaction times slow down, because your eyesight fails, because your hearing fails, who's to say still have a positive control of your vehicle? You can't. So I think these competency tests should be put into place to protect people as they get older, and if they can't pass them, then they need to hand in their license.